Now my only translation. This is a phony translation. It was occasioned by the fact that all the poets of the 60s, it seemed, were translating poems. And I was a very bad linguist, or which is a pretentious way of saying that I a bit scarcely passed first year French. But this is called After the Anonymous Swedish, because I figured that since I'm nearly all Swedish, there's something in Jungian terms in my racial memory that would cause me to be able to write a Swedish poem, even though my two Swedish words are Lutfisk and Stockholm, as I told the client. But this is called After the Anonymous Swedish, and then in parentheses, 17th century, which makes it more convincing. It also covers my tracks in case anybody's looking for it. But maybe you'll think, as I hope I do, still do, that this sounds like a Swedish poem. I was terribly serious when I wrote it. After the Anonymous Swedish. Deep in the forest there is a pond, small, shaded by a pine so tall its shadow crosses her surface. The water is cold and dark and clear. Let it preserve those who lie at the bottom, invisible to us in perpetual dark. It is our heaven, this bottomless water, that will keep us forever still. Though hands might barely touch, they'll never wander up an arm and caress or lift and drink. We'll lie with the swords and bones of our fathers on a bed of silt and pine needles. In our night, we'll wait for those who walk the green and turning earth, our brothers, even the birds and deer, who always float down to us with alarmed and startled eyes. Now, anyone who has seen Bergman's Magician knows that that's a Swedish poem. Yeah.